News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you. It is a little cloudy out there right now, but we have high hopes for having a sunny day with a high of about 75 today. Tiger fans are happy because the team is 4-0 football with another win last night. They won at home in the home opener over Concord 10-3. What a cool night it was to have all those alumni back. Coach Curtis has all the numbers. It felt like it was somewhere between 75 and 80 guys that were back to participate in the evening last night, even though the weather wasn't great. And maybe that chased some people back home or were planning on coming and being part of that. It was still a really cool evening. They made a tunnel for the guys to run through, and I know that meant a lot to the guys. So big night at Fisher Field last night. Warsaw wins. They are 4-0, 2-0 in the conference. They beat Concord 10-3. Mishawaka beat Goshen 48-13. Six different cavemen scored touchdowns in that game last night. Northridge with the big win of the night. They beat Northwood 25-21, scoring 15 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. They picked off Owen Rader three times to get the victory. And it was Plymouth over Wawasee 25-19. So the conference standings as of this morning, Warsaw and Mishawaka are 2-0, and they are the only teams that are unblemished at this point in the season. You have four teams that are 1-1, Northwood, Northridge, Plymouth, and Wawasee. Concord is 0-2, and Goshen is also 0-2. Valley's not in a conference anymore. They're finding new people to play. They're still blitzing everybody. Tippecanoe Valley, 53-0 winners over Tipton last night. In the TRC, Rochester beat Manchester 50-0. Cass beat North Miami 44-8. Southwood beat Northfield 13-0. Peru beat Wabash 53-13. Maconaquah beat Whitco 43-6. In other scores, Bremen beat Triton 28-21. LaVille wins again. They beat Winnemac 38-6. Columbia City wins again. They win in Huntington North 55-27. It was East Noble over DeKalb 38-15. West Noble beat Angola 42-28. Eastside beat Cherubusco 28-0. Fairfield in overtime beat Culver Academy 39-31. Central Noble beat Prairie Heights 52-0. Massillon, Washington, Ohio beat Elkhart 55-0. It was Penn over Hammond Morton 35-0. Glenn beat Jimtown 12-7. And New Prairie beat Mishawaka Marion 31-13. Again, the Tigers were winners last night over Concord 10-3. We'll talk about the game coming up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Enjoy the next level of fun on the water with help from Splendor Boats. Place your order now on Quest Pontoons or a Splendor custom-built power catamaran deck boat. Ask about their indoor, safe, and clean off-season boat storage, winterization, shrink wrapping, and pontoon redecking. Plus, schedule your spring boat arrival so you don't have to wait next year. Visit them in Warsaw or Silver Lake or online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Do you have equity in your home? Now is a great time to take advantage of that equity for home improvements, paying off credit cards, vacations, and more. Apply online at crossroadsbanking.com or visit Crossroads Bank in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24-7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Glance leans forward, takes a head high snap. Pressure comes from the outside, steps away from it. Rolling, looking, throws it down the field, and it's batted down. Incomplete! It's incomplete! Coverage in the play by Egoff. He batted it away from Campanello, and the Tiger defense has done it again with 1:51 left to go. It's 10-3 Tigers. Brock gives the handoff up the middle. Zollinger still going. He's the 35, the 40, 45, 50, and all the way to the Concord 45-yard line. What a run, Zollinger. When his team needed a big one, he gave them a big one. And with 1:38 to go, the Tigers have first and 10 at the Concord 45.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, Roger. How are you?
Good. Coach Curtis is over here exchanging film.
I am.
What a beautiful thing technology is.
It's amazing. It really is. That I can sit here on this device and without having to drive and meet someone at a restaurant, which isn't a bad deal. I can, with a few click of the buttons, four films go to Northwood and four films from them come to us. Never thought I'd see a day like that. I can remember getting up at 5 a.m., 5:30,
yeah,
driving to meet someone, and one time, true story, Rodney Eunice,
yeah,
from Triton, and I was at New Prairie. We meet in when 31 used to go through La Paz,
yes,
and
Lakeview, yeah,
Lakeville. We would meet there at that Arby's and have breakfast at 6 and 31,
mm-hmm,
not six, yeah, 6 and 31. And we both got down there, and we're talking about our families and the game last night and this and that. We both had three or four videos, I think. The old VHS.
Oh, heart, yeah.
You know, the big.
Yeah.
And we sit there and talk and exchange pleasantries. We're probably there 45 minutes. Shake hands. Hey, see you Friday. I get in my car, and I get to the south. I get to the bypass, and I look in my passenger seat, and I have the three films that I took down there to exchange with him. True story. Yeah, next time you see him, ask him about that.
I will ask him about that.
Unbelievable. We sat there and we took our own films back to the schools we came from.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, just another exciting old Warsaw Tiger football game last night, huh?
Nothing is ever dull or easy.
Man, oh man.
If I'm involved in it.
Punting last night, Coach. We saw punting. We have not punted all season long, and now
not.
Five of them last night.
Did we?
Yep.
One of them was a rush, though, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, for like minus 20 yards or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So we were in 9-1-1 formation five different times. Yeah, had not seen that this year. But had been practicing it and knew that we had to, at some point, that's going to have to happen, and whether it be just to close out a game or whether you're in a bad, sticky situation, at some point you're going to have to do that. So we worked on it. We didn't know it would take a month before we saw the punt team, but we do have a punt team.
We didn't
just throw it together on the sidelines.
And they did a good job.
They did.
When you haven't snapped in a real game before and you didn't do punting or kickoffs in the scrimmage, to do that with a wet football on that kind of night, and in one situation backed up inside your 5-yard line where you have no margin
that
of error.
That was the big one.
That was pretty impressive.
There at that point, it is 10-3. No, it's 10-0.
10-0.
And, you know, halfway through the fourth quarter, and a couple of thoughts. I really considered taking a safety there, which makes it 10-2. Now you got to score and make your 2-point conversion just to tie. So that thought in my mind was very present. But I also thought, you know, if we can get this thing off and make them eat some clock, which they had to do, and then they end up kicking a field goal. I also was not overly excited about kicking it from the 20 because we're probably not going to reach the end zone like we do on our normal kickoffs. So the thought of some of the kids that they have deep returning a kickoff, that played into that decision as well. So it worked out. It was one of the things that worked out last night.
Your guys get the ball first time. Concord gets it. They get one first down, and then they have to punt. Your guys get it, have to punt. You force them into a second punting situation, and then you've got pretty decent field not great field position backed up inside your 10-yard line. Get it out to the 44, and then that ball started getting slippery.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not sure exactly. I'm trying to remember. I think the mic backer maybe blew up our quarterback, and he lost it, not on an exchange, but actually trying to carry the ball into C-gap on a triple blood. Yeah, and that's kind of where it's like, oh, no, you know, this is not what we want to see have happen. And as you know, as we've discussed per nauseum, the last 4 weeks of the show continues to be a huge, huge, huge issue that if not immediately corrected, is going to cost this group of kids a game. And so it's a serious deal. Now, back on Fisher DeBerry and Barry Switzer, both gave me a call last night. Barry Switzer from Oklahoma, Fisher DeBerry, the old Air Force coach.
Okay.
Both have said I've been kicked out of the Flexbone Association for my lack of regard for the football itself. So I'm a little discouraged this morning about that.
Okay.
If we can make it through a game without any issues, I will petition to get back into the Flexbone Society.
But once again, your defense.
Incredible. Just, they backs they were against given, the wall.
Yes, so many times. Short stints on the bench. Yeah. Not a lot of time to rest. They go back out there, and they just get the job done.
Yeah, and in some unique, not really great situations. Now, there's two ways to look at that. One is I can remember some great defenses. If an offense would turn the ball coming out of their own end zone, like inside the 10, that the defense would go nuts and was absolutely so excited that they got to play goal line defense. So that's one way of looking at it. So you got to be ready every time, and they stepped up to the challenge every time. Second thing is there's a lot of teams we play who their defense never leaves the field because they turn around and play offense, and they're also in the kicking game. So we've got to be mentally, emotionally, and physically capable of playing more snaps at a high level if need be. But, yeah, they were incredible. Coach Callhorn and his staff have done a great job. The kids have risen up to every situation. We've really only had one series, and it was the opening drive last week against Plymouth, where I felt like we looked confused and slow and disinterested. I felt like it appeared like we were very interested in getting to the football last night, getting off blocks and reading our keys and making plays. So I can't say enough about the kids and how they played defensively last night.
And the rush defense just continues to be a thing. Going even back to last year when you, with sacks and lost yardage, Concord had negative 31 rushing yards. And last night was 19 yards.
Yeah, so, yeah, wow. Yeah, now, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to have. Now, let's turn the clock back a year. Okay. We'd given up 7 points a year ago as a varsity defense, sitting right here one calendar year ago today. Okay, so we're excited about that. We're feeling good about that. You know, we've just talked about the 85 Bears versus the Bad News Bears. Okay, we got to maintain that level. And you also cannot get too full of yourself, because 83 points later in 8 quarters, we're all scratching our heads saying, where'd that defense go? So that is something we're committed to as adults and as kids, to make sure that the level at which we're playing, good, whether a good thing happens, a bad thing happens, that we continue to play at that level. So yeah, I'm highly impressed with how we're doing. We've been here 365 days ago, and we want to make sure that the standard that we set and the level at which we're playing maintains that high level. And Ike's over there shaking his head because he knows what I'm talking about. But yeah, we'll have a great week of practice. It'll take a great week of practice.
In the second quarter, you guys turn the ball over, interception, first interception of the year.
Yeah.
Defense goes out there, gets
it
back.
That was my call, by the way. You know what I mean? I had to have that play at that situation called from that formation. So this is a call-in show, right?
No.
We need to make it so. It'd
do
be
we?
Far more interesting.
Well, it'd be
not
something.
That you, not that we're not interesting enough, but could you imagine that?
No.
What are you doing? That was on me. That was, you know, I wanted to throw that particular route in that situation, and it didn't work out.
So they get the ball at our 32. Two plays later, you've got the ball back. Egoff picks off that pass.
Yeah.
And turned the whole game around.
It really did, because things could have gone south right there. And made a great play on the ball, was patient. I think they ran a boot pass to the field. The H-back was covered, and so the backside split end was running like a post or a dig. And he sat on it and played it and jumped it. And for a second, I thought he was going to go about 80 yards for a touchdown. And he had another one that he almost took to the house later in the game. Yeah, he's playing really well. But, yeah, that was a turning point. Was it 0-0 then?
It was 0-0 then. And that interception then went led your offense to go on the field, 68 yards, 514 or 519, and got you into the end zone.
Gotcha. And it was difficult getting into the end zone, if memory serves me. We had it at the one and then got a penalty, right?
Yes.
We had it at the six.
Yes.
And so, you know, yeah, we don't need – opponents that play us don't need additional help. But we believe we do. We believe they do. So we are somewhat – we need to be less charitable when it comes to situations like that, and just take care of business. Hold your water. You know, the newspaper guy last night was saying, what do you think was up with those officials as far as, you know, why all the flags for illegal motion or false starts? And I'm like, shoot, there were eight more they could have called that they didn't. So everyone, you know, don't blame – it wasn't the officials, it's us trying to get off the ball too quickly or getting out of our stances too quickly. And that's something, you know, 11 penalties, nine of them, I believe, were false starts, which were turned out to be drive killers.
Yeah, absolutely. And that specific play, that sequence, you got the ball at the one, it backs you up to the six. It ended up working out.
It did. Because it took
another minute and a half almost off the
clock. Yeah.
So
exactly,
but you
not how we wanted to do it.
No, you did get the ball in the end zone. You're up 7 at halftime.
We are, and could have been 10.
Easily could have been 10.
Yeah, or 14.
Kick,
because we had the ball again late in the half. Reed who's sitting right next to me, made a nice run and took it down inside the 15, I think, and then bang bang, we're inside the 7 again or whatever.
Yeah.
And have never, you know, this is a year first. Never won a game where we didn't score a touchdown until Chesterton. Have never had a field goal made where they've jumped off sides and then turned around, same spot, not made it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
hindsight's 20/20. I'm thinking decline the penalty because it's a better angle. I probably should have consulted with my kicker. But in hindsight, if we take the 2.5-yard penalty, where that kick went, it actually probably goes through. So, you know, looks like my expertise paid off again.
One of the reasons we had the show is so that we can find out things that we from Friday night that we wanted to know.
There you go.
Because half your team, half your kick team ran off the field because they assumed you were going to go for it. and when they move the ball half the distance.
I don't think they assumed that. I think they assumed that it was a good field goal. I declined the penalty, and so it counted.
Gotcha.
That's why they ran off the field.
When that happened, did you think about changing your mind and maybe trying to get
those 2 yards or 1 yard? Okay. Yeah. I mean, the thought crossed my mind, but with who we have kicking the football, going up 2 scores at half for sure versus 1 score and having the ball. We've been stopped way too many times on the goal line this year for me to not take 3 points if it's available and a 2-score lead at halftime.
You get another interception later in the game.
Yeah,
Tristan Wilson with a terrific play on that
ball.
He's done a terrific job at the outside.
He really has. And we talked about this last week. He just, you know, shows up, shuts up, steps up. You know, think about that. If every kid in grades K through 12 in every sport would show up, shut up, and step up, think about that.
Yeah.
How hard would it be to get, you know, instead of talking, you're listening actively, okay, and being coached. And then when it's your turn to step up, you step up and take a spot. And that's certainly what, and that is a compliment, by the way. I don't know if that sounds like a compliment or not, but that is, he waited for his opportunity, showed up every day. When the opportunity arose, took it.
There are a lot of games where you have drives that are over 5 minutes and 39 seconds. There were 5 possessions in last night's game. In the last 5:39 of that football game, lost a fumble. Concord kicked a field goal. You had a chance to run out the clock. You turn it over and give Concord a chance, and there goes your defense again.
Yeah, and that was, you know, I don't believe, I'm not a big time, like I don't play the slots or anything like that, you know what I mean? Or I'm not, but, you know, there was a point where I'm scratching my head saying this, you know, Are we trying to throw this game with 4.5 minutes to go? Do I need to have a team meeting like the Iowa State or you know how Iowa had that deal with their do I need to get my kids together here and talk about this? Because it felt like with 4.5 minutes to go and a 10-point lead, what are we doing here? Okay, but obviously I know that's not the case. It just was not. We did not take care of business and close the thing out till the very end. It should have been closed out long before that.
But you did get it done, 10-3. And as you wake up this morning, you're tied with Mishawaka for first place in the conference because Northwood lost at home to Northridge last night.
Northwood was at home? That game was in? Okay. And it's still early, and we're, you know, our next opponent's Northwood, and they come to us, and I'm sure that they will be extremely enthusiastic to right their wrongs. I haven't watched the film yet, but like we just traded it on the phone, as you saw. Okay, so it is out there in the airwaves somewhere. But yeah, they're going to come and they're going to have they're going to get our best and we're going to get their best without a doubt. The conference deal will work itself out. However it works out, it will work itself out 1 week at a time. But my buddy from Mishawaka took my spot. Coach Kinder called me last night, and he said similar thing as far as – and I didn't realize it, but two teams that don't want to throw the football are currently tied for first place. But like I said, it is week two of the NLC season. Week three is next week, so that's certainly a lot is going to happen between now and then.
Absolutely. Yeah. Who do you have with you today?
I got a couple of nice young men here, as usual. To my left, number 17, Reed Zollinger, who has really started to play the B-back position like I've seen it played here at Warsaw High School before. And getting better and better and better each week. And I think he had 200 and some yards last night.
Over 250.
250, okay. And then to his left is a 3-year starter, Isaac Beam, who has just completely dominated, you know, late last year, I saw the light come on, and he started to understand what it was like to be a team leader, and he's becoming more vocal and positive, and you know he is really a force on our defensive line.
Yeah,
if you don't, you know, after we play people, they tell me, you know, we don't talk about our own personnel or the other opponent's personnel before we play, but after we do. And everybody says, you got a game plan for number 95.
Absolutely. And we'll talk with these guys. They got fed this morning. They got donuts and drinks from the Warsaw Donut Shop on South Buffalo Street, Warsaw. We'll talk with Reed and Isaac next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
I am a Colts fan.
I'm a Bears fan. And you out there are Warsaw Tiger fans.
Whoever you root for, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alderfer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future. So if you're a Colts fan, a Tiger fan, a Bears fan, or a fan of any other team,
except the Patriots, Alderfer Bergen can be the head coach of your financial planning team.
Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. I had to chuckle the other day because I heard a lawyer on TV say you should come to their firm because they're the attorneys you know. But yet, you've never heard of them, except from the television commercials. The attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock are part of this community. We may help coach your kids at T-ball, see you at a golf match, or simply be your friend or neighbor. If you don't know one of us yet, chances are someone you know does. But whether you know us already or not, we hope you'll give us a call and get to know us as your attorneys. Call 267-6116 for an appointment today. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
You see a foggy window. We see condensation between the panes plus higher energy bills. For a brighter day, a more comfortable home, and lower utility bills, have a Glass Doctor specialist install new extended life high-quality insulated panes. All for less than you might think. To see how quick and easy it is for us to replace insulated glass windows, visit glassdoctor.com today.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Mr. Beam, let's talk about this defensive line. We thought at the beginning of the year this would be a strength, and it has most definitely been that. Why?
I think what makes the defensive line good is that all three of us are just so hungry the whole game. We're just all like, we got to tackle him, we got to tackle him. And we all just know our technique, get to the guard, slant to the guard, anchor the end. Just everybody do your job on the line. Our linebackers can do their job, and everybody else does their job, and we're good.
We watch you play on Fridays, and we think, these are guys who eat red meat, uncooked. You know, these are guys who get up and spit and are nasty. And the three of you, if we throw Gabrich into this and Rosas, you're about the three nicest kids in the whole high school. So how does that work that you guys act the way you act on Fridays during the football games?
It's like a switch. You just got to flip it on and you just in that mode, just go.
Coach talked about that moment in the middle of last season where things changed for you. The game started to slow down or whatever. What do you remember about that moment, that game, and how things now are different?
I think I just started to understand that you just have to do what you can do and everything goes out right. I think a lot last year I was kind of just floating and thinking about too much about what I was doing and just losing my tempo and speed. But now it's just do what I got to do it fast. Do it crisp, and it all just works out.
Is that a mindset? Can you practice just letting go and not overthinking?
I think you could definitely practice it. Practicing your technique in practice definitely helps, so you don't have to think about it in a game, like, what am I going to do here? What am I going to do here? You just have to do it right, and you'll be good.
I ask people all the time, and I'm going to ask Zollinger this in a second about scoring touchdowns. What's it like? What's it like when the quarterback looks up and what he sees is you, and he has that look on his face like, oh, no, this is going to go badly for me. What's that like?
It's a good feeling. It just, you know, you did your job. You know he's going down. You know the team's about to get hyped up, and you know the tempo is just about to change from what you did and what the rest of the team did. It's just a really nice feeling.
Can you explain to us non-football playing people what emotionally it does to a football team when you get a quarterback sack?
It really brightens up everybody on the field, and it brings just everybody together. Everybody's cheering on each other, hyping up their teammates, and it's just really nice. Everybody's excited for you. You're excited for everybody else. And
talk about your parents, brothers and sisters, and where you live.
My mom works at Lincoln. She's a third grade teacher, and she's got a really good class this year. She's enjoying it. She tells me about it every time I get home. I talk about football when we did at practice. My dad, he's a police officer. He's the captain of the police department at Warsaw. And my brother, he goes to Purdue. He wants to be an engineer when he grows up. So he's been going there for, this will be his fifth year now because he switched some of his classes. So he has to do another year.
Yeah. What do you want to do when you graduate?
When I graduate, I think I want to go into either physical therapy or maybe some type of business pathway. Just something in the medical field or business would be nice.
In the middle of wrestling season last year, you had kind of that light click on too. Talk about how wrestling and football complement each other.
I think wrestling and football come together in the tackling area because with wrestling, your shots, it helps you just get low on a tackle. And like a blast double in wrestling, just wrap them through the legs, get the legs so they can't run, and just take them down.
What's been your favorite class, and who's been your favorite teacher?
My favorite class is history with Mr. Gross. He's a really funny guy, and he always has all his funny things to say and really relates history to what's going on at Warsaw and in the school, and I think that's really cool.
Could you kind of be the face of this, because Mr. Gross is going to be leaving the school to become the mayor of Warsaw here in a few months? Can you talk about what a loss that's going to be for Warsaw High School?
It's going to be a huge loss. Mr. Gross, I know so many people who love him and the classes that he teaches, and you can just see him in the hallways, just being friendly with everybody, making people happy. So Warsaw will definitely miss him.
Okay, Mr. Zollinger, let's talk about the change for you in position, right? You go from last year playing that halfback position kind of on the edges, taking the pitches and running wide, blocking, which you are certainly equipped to do. You go from that to being the guy behind the quarterback. What was that change like for you, and what were the things that you had to change the most?
Yeah, so I played fullback when I was in middle school a little bit, so I knew kind of what to do. I was actually second behind Beam in middle school. He was our real fullback. So I kind of knew a couple of things to do. In sophomore year, I played fullback for our junior varsity team, and we had a really good season. Our offense was great that year. So it wasn't a huge shift. You just got to learn multiple positions in our offense. That's something coach preaches. You got to be versatile. And so this year, when we had a really great fullback, Herman, leave, we needed someone to step up and fill the role. And I think I've been able to do that. I put on a little bit of weight this offseason to make sure I can take some of those big hits that happen between the tackles. But, yeah.
In the Plymouth game, you didn't have to carry the ball as much because the edges were available and you guys attacked the edges to great success. The other three games, you've carried the ball at least 25 times. Can you explain to us in words that I don't think too many of us can understand what a physical toll that takes on you?
Yeah, I mean, I take a lot of hits, but I love it. It's great. I love being part of the mesh every play. I mean, it's a complimentary game. Like you said, I didn't carry the ball very much at Plymouth because they're keying on at me, so we got the ball pitched out to our halfbacks, and that's just how it works. It's not about me every time. Sometimes I get the ball a lot, and we can move the ball down the field, but if not my number called, then that's fine, as long as the ball gets moved.
Can you explain to us, for you, what it's like to score a touchdown on Friday nights in a varsity football game?
Oh, it's great. It's a great feeling. I had the opportunity to score a couple of them this year. And I think the best thing, I get the ball and I see the blocks line up and I'm like, oh, I'm scoring this play. And I'm in the end zone and I'm turning around and I'm flexing, yelling to my teammates. We're all excited in the end zone. And then you run back to your team on the sideline as the PAT team comes in, and it's just a great feeling.
I know I talked to Juan about this, and I talked to Herman last year about this. When they run a play, most of your plays are straightforward blocking, but occasionally I call it scramble blocking, where guys are blocking not the guy right in front of them. It looks like I stand behind you guys on Thursday. It looks chaotic, and I'm always fascinated to watch your position run into what looks like chaos, and then all of a sudden it clears out. Can you explain what that's like in your position when you run up there not knowing exactly where the hole is going to be, and then all of a sudden it opens up?
Right. We take a lot of reps in practice of doing those plays, so it's kind of natural at this point to know how the block's set up, what linemen block certain ways, and it's you just got to be ready for anything. You got to be on your feet, ready to make a cut, low center of gravity, make it a side cut, either way, and you just got to make it right, and if not, just fall forward, get your 3 yards.
Talk about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
Yeah, so I just live south of the high school, really close to the high school. That's nice because I don't have to wake up very early to get to film on Saturday mornings. My dad is the director of FP&A at Paragon up on 30 over there. My mom is a case manager. I don't remember what her company's called. I've got 6 siblings. I got an older brother, Patrick. He played for the Tigers in 2020, his senior year. He's a junior at Tryon University now. I have a younger sister, Madeline, and she's 15, just learning how to drive. So that's a little scary. I've got another 5 younger sisters. Ellie is in middle school. She's 12, enjoying her 7th grade year. And then Claire is a 6th grader. She's 10, turning 11 soon, next month. Then Jane is 9. She's a 4th grader at Washington Elementary. And then Olivia, my baby sister, she's 2.5.
Wow. That's a big group.
Yeah, it's full house.
You guys are fun to see out in public.
Yeah.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
Yeah, so right after I graduate, I'm going to go on a service mission for my church for a couple years.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm going yet, but that's something I'm going to do. And then after I get back from that, I'm going to go to college, probably study engineering or business.
Okay. What might you want to do with that? Like, do you have a dream job?
I'd like to be a software engineer.
Really?
Yeah. In some of the engineering classes I've taken in high school, we've done some coding. I've really enjoyed that, so
nice.
I think that's something I want to pursue.
Who's been your favorite teacher?
I'd have to go with Mr. Gross as well. This is the second year I've been able to have him. We had him for history last year and now government this year. And yeah, he's great. He was at the game last night for alumni night.
Yeah.
And I talked to him before the game, and he gave me a fist bump. And then he texted me this morning and just said 24/7. So yeah, he's a great guy, and I'll miss him once he goes to be mayor.
Thank you guys for coming in. Great job so far this season. Let's keep it going next Friday against Northwood. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wabash Donut, Warsaw Donut Shop has helped these guys get some breakfast and something to drink this morning. So stop by and see them this morning and thank them for doing that. And oh, by the way, alumni night last night, Coach, very successful. Several of the alumni reached out after the game to me to make sure that I said to you, thank you, because they really enjoyed that.
Well, I would like to say I had something to do with it, but my son, Coach Curtis Jr., really spearheaded this and organized it, and with help from the athletic department and his wife, Maggie, student council helped with the check-in last night. So it was went better than I could have imagined, and I think we have some big plans ahead for this group. And it was nice to see.
Yeah, good. You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw. We'll continue with the Tiger Sports Diary next.
Collier's Heating and Air has long been known for quality and integrity. Quality in their line of Lennox heating and air systems, and integrity in the way they've been doing business in our community for the last 36 years. So when they say they have a Lennox heating and air system for your home with $1,500 rebates, along with up to $2,000 off the dealer list price, you can take them at their word. Lennox quality, and Collier's integrity. TrustCollier's.com.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Yes, we have the largest selections of frames in the region, and we can make glasses the same day with our in-house lab, but we offer way more than that. We diagnose and treat eye problems for all ages, from seeing if your toddler can see properly to checking for age-related eye diseases. From fitting the latest in contact lenses to treating eye infections and injuries, we love to treat your eyes. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Michiana, you're approved. Need a new ride when everyone says no way? You're approved. This is Wade with Nissan of Warsaw. Low credit score? I don't care. You're approved. I have the power to say yes to everyone. And with my you're approved process, $500 down, bam, you're approved. What do you need? Current pay stub, photo ID, and proof of where you live, along with four friends that'll tell us how amazing you are. And bam, you're approved. To start the process, call us at 574-267-5850. NissanofWarsaw.com, TradeWithWade.com. You're approved.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with girls golf as they begin their postseason today. The Carroll Invitational last Saturday, hosted by the Carroll Chargers. Warsaw finished fifth with a score of 340. Homestead won it with a score of 288. Individually, Abby Peterson was tied for 8th overall with a 77. Her teammate, Olivia Robinson-Gay, was right behind with a 78. Abigail Davis was 26th with an 88. Claire Royst was 38th with a 97. And Macy Carlisle was 60th with a score of 110. They had a group of girls playing at the Lafayette Jeff Invite at Battleground Golf Course on that same Saturday. Warsaw finished with a score of 436. Westfield won it with a score of 290. Lily Henderson, 102. Lucy Ray, 112. Sophie Stewart, 118. Mia Jones, 112. And Adela May Hucker with a score of 120. You also then on Tuesday had the New Prairie Junior Varsity Invitational, a nine-hole invitational up at Birch Tree Golf Course. Warsaw finished tied for third. Individually for the Tigers, Lily Henderson was 6th with a 48. Sophie Stewart right behind in 7th, actually tied with Lily with a 48. You had Adela May Huffer with a 51. She was 12th. Mackenzie Campbell was 21st with a 58. Veronica Smith was 23rd with a 59. And then on Friday, the girls went north and west to take on the field at the annual Pat Ford Invitational. They've had this golf tournament for almost 50 years now. And Warsaw finished in third place with a score of 341. Munster won it with 331. Valparaiso was second with 339 on the par 74 course. And you remember what it was like yesterday. Windy, kind of cold, kind of rainy, kind of cloudy. So not great conditions for golfing. But Olivia Robinson-Gay shot a 78. Two shots behind Abby Peterson, who went 39-37 for her 76. Claire Royce shot an even 100. Abigail Davis, 89. Lily Henderson shot a 98 to give the Lady Tigers 341. The cross-country teams were both in action down at Indiana Wesleyan in the Marion Invitational. The Lady Tigers finished fifth in their race, the Chuck Schlemmer Elite Race, fifth out of 13 teams. Joey Rastrelli with a personal record and a fourth-place finish overall with a time of 17:58. On the 5K course, Eden Metz finished in time of 20 minutes flat. That was good enough for 24th. Third on the team was Marissa Howitt, who crossed the finish line 36th with a time of 20:33. Elizabeth Vanderbee, fourth across the line for the Tigers in 47th overall at 20:58. And Margot Sprangle was fifth across the line for the Tigers, 55th overall with a time of 21:10 for Margot Sprangle. And Andy Parker was 80th with a time of 22:30. The boys also ran in that race, and they won the elite race at the Marion Invitational, outdueling Fort Wayne Concordia 71-76. Sophomore Jackson Gackenheimer was 5th with a time of 16 minutes. Junior Tyler Mimnall was 11th at 16:25. Tyler Schwartz 14th at 16:34. Rick Orr 17th at 16:41. And sophomore Miles Rager was 25th at 16:50. In the JV race, junior Matias Nabia led the way with a 12th place finish at 19:15. Wylan Ewert was 15th, 19:19. Senior Thomas Soloway, 21st, 19:33. Trevor Vosburgh was 22nd, 19:36. And junior Michael Manis was 23rd at 19:40. The girls' soccer team was in action on Saturday last week. This was a makeup date because of weather. So the girls played Saturday against Northwood at Northwood on their brand new field. Natalie Brown scored twice. Lola Pepper also scored for the Lady Tigers as they beat Northwood 3-0. That put Warsaw in the lead in the Northern Lakes Conference. In the JV game, Warsaw scored 6 in the second half to win 7-1. Hat trick for Lila William. 2 goals from Amy Escutia Palacios and 1 each from Kelsey Bollinger and Rihanna Woods. The girls then on Tuesday were in action also in the conference against Mishawaka, and 3 goals and 3 assists from Lola Pepper as the Lady Tigers beat Mishawaka 7-0. Caden Pepper, Haley Rodewald, Sarah Kratch, and Hayden Elliott all scored for the Tigers, who moved to 3-0-1 and atop the NLC. The JV also was a winner over Mishawaka 8-0. And then on Thursday, the girls were back in action against Concord. That was a home match. It was a very physical, feisty encounter between the Lady Tigers and the Minutemen. Warsaw came out on top 5-0. Sophia Johnston had 2 goals and an assist. Lola Pepper had 4 assists and a goal. Sarah Kratch scored a couple of times for the Lady Tigers, who remain in the lead in the NLC. In the JV match, Warsaw won 6-1. Amy Escutia Palacios scoring 3. Lila William, Maddie Nolan, Kelsey Bollinger all scoring goals for the JV Tigers. The boys on Tuesday beat Mishawaka 14-0. Noel Van Pufflin with 3 goals. Biden Berger with 3. Knox Ritter with 2. Single goals for Callan O'Brien. Eduardo E. This is put on the sheet. Luke Barbosa, Esteban Saldivar, Ryland Smith all scoring. And Ricky Acleto with his first varsity goal. The boys then came back on Thursday and played Penn at Penn and played them to a 1-1 draw. Knox Ritter set up Noah Van Pufflin for the only Tiger score of the game. Warsaw won the JV Black game by a score of 1-0. The freshman or the C team, the Warsaw Orange team, lost to Penn by a score of 4-2. The volleyball team was busy last week. The JV Tigers won their own invitational. They beat Manchester in 2. They beat Homestead in 2, and they beat Penn in the championship match in 2. In the first matchup, Alyssa McCleary had 14 assists and an ace. You had CeCe Good with 8 kills and 3 digs. In the second match against Homestead, Alyssa McCleary had 14 assists and 2 aces. You had CeCe Good with 8 kills and 4 digs, and Emma Stanley with 4 kills. And in the championship match, Alyssa McCleary with 11 more assists, Jocelyn Bricker with 5 kills and 7 aces, and CeCe Good with 5 kills and 5 digs. Then both the JV and varsity teams were in action on Tuesday, taking on conference foe Northridge. The JV 1-2, 25-19, 25-4. Alyssa McCleary with 19 assists and 4 aces, Jocelyn Bricker with 4 kills, CeCe Good had 4 kills, and Claire Kinsel had 5 kills. Then the varsity took on Northridge and beat them in 3, 25-9, 16-14. Melina Hoblitzel with 11 kills. Maggie Holland also with 11. Melina Hoblitzel had 3 aces. Kenzie Shivington with 28 assists. Ellie Hepler with 12 digs. And Kenzie Shivington at 8. Allison Chapman had 3 block assists. The Lady Tigers are in the poll, by the way, just outside the top 10 at number 16. That put them at 10-5 and 3-0 in the conference. And they just kept on winning as they continue on their week. They will be in action today in a tournament, and we will tell you more about that in a second. The tennis team, after losing a couple early and getting blown out in their first 3 matches, have come back and won a couple now. They beat Plymouth last week. They beat Northridge on Tuesday, 4-1. Charlie Norton, Ted Grandin, Henry Norton at singles, and the doubles team of Drew Reiser and Correas Miller all posting victories. The JV match finished in a 5-5 tie. Singles wins for Luke Smith, Spencer Love, and Luke Ford, and John Hampton. And doubles wins for Griffin Brown and Will Peterson, and Silas Bourne and Noah Purvis. Then the guys on Thursday took on Homestead. They lost to them 4-1. Henry Norton at number three singles with the only point for the Tigers, and the JV got shut out by Homestead 10-0. JV football was a winner last week over Plymouth 30-7 at Fisher Field. Garrett Hood scored on a 52-yard touchdown run. Grady Nelson found the end zone from 30 yards out. Ivan Ponce had recovered a fumble right before that set that up. Evan Davis closed out the half with a 6-yard rushing touchdown to make it 22-0. Carson Chisholm recovered a fumble on the kickoff to start the second half. Michael Schenck ran that into the end zone for a touchdown to make it 30-7. And that's the way the game played out. Tigers now 1-2, 1-0 in NLC play. The freshman football team is 3-0 after they beat Plymouth on Thursday, 54-18. Tucker Reed took the opening kickoff back for a touchdown to open the scoring. Wyatt Harmon scored on a 22-yard run, an 18-yard pass reception from Cohen McCray. McCray added a 55-yard touchdown run and a quarterback keeper. Michael Schenck had a 65-yard touchdown run up the middle, and then Reed finished off the scoring with touchdown runs of 45 and 55 as the quarterback. The defense was led by Grady Nelson, Jonah Johnson, Matthew Flores-Ortega in the victory. That brings us to the current. The girls' golf team is up at Eberhardt today. Play is underway at the Northern Lakes Conference Championship Tournament. We are there. We are to the girls' postseason. So very exciting. We'll look forward to those results later today. The boys' tennis team is hosting their invitational today. Columbia City, Crown Point, East Noble, Huntington North, Triton, and Warsaw all competing there. JV football is on the road taking on Concord. That starts here in just a few minutes. Freshman boys soccer is at Elkhart. They will have matches against Valpo and Elkhart this morning and this afternoon. And the JV and varsity volleyball teams are in La Porte today for their invitational, which gets started here at the top of the hour. On Monday, the girls' golf team is hosting Wabash and Tippecanoe Valley. That will start at 5 o'clock. The freshman boys soccer team is at Homestead at 5 o'clock. And the JV and varsity girls soccer teams will host Northrop. The JV match starts at 6 o'clock, and the varsity will follow that. On Tuesday, a special event, I wanted to bring this up. Jim Ryan, the runner, that Jim Ryan, he's going to be speaking at Warsaw Community High School. So if you can sneak into the T-Rack, that would be well worth your time. I've heard Jim speak before. It's pretty encouraging, and I think you would enjoy that. So just so you know, Jim Ryan will be at the high school on Tuesday afternoon. Boys tennis is at Wawasee at 4:30 Tuesday. The boys soccer teams, JV and varsity, are hosting Northwood on Tuesday. JV at 5. Varsity will follow that at about 6:45. The girls are on the road taking on Culver Academy in soccer on Tuesday. The JV match at 5:30, and the varsity will follow that. The NLC Invitational Round 2 will be at Warsaw at 6 o'clock. It'll be a busy day at Warsaw Community High School. The cross-country teams hosting the second round of NIC matches, which means all the NIC teams will be bringing all of their kids to run on our course coming up on Tuesday. The JV volleyball team is at Columbia City at 6:15 on Tuesday. The junior varsity girls soccer team is at Culver Academy at 7 on Tuesday. And, of course, the varsity will be at Columbia City Tuesday at about 7:30. On Wednesday, the freshman boys soccer team hosts Manchester at the high school at 5. Boys tennis hosts Mishawaka at 5 o'clock at the high school. The unified flag football team is in action at home against Northwood on Wednesday at 6:30, while the soccer teams for the boys, JV and varsity, will be at Homestead, JV at 5:30, and the varsity at about 7:15. Thursday, the boys tennis team will host Northwood at 4:30. Girls soccer is hosting Penn, JV match at 5:30. Varsity match will follow that. Volleyball is home against Plymouth. That is freshman, JV, and varsity. Freshman and JV at 5:30. Varsity will follow the JV in the Tiger Den. And the freshman football team will be hosting Concord at 6 o'clock on Thursday. And then next Friday, right back at Fisher Field, Northwood and Warsaw And the kickoff will be at 7 o'clock, and our coverage will begin on News Now Warsaw at 6:15. That's the Tiger Sports Diary this week. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
You've been thinking about new furniture for your home, but where do you start? Hi, this is Brent. Reinholds Town Square Furniture in Warsaw will help you create the room of your dreams. And during the special Labor Day sale, enjoy limited time savings on your favorites from Lazy Boy. Sofas, sectionals, recliners, and overstock and closeout items, they're all on sale. Visit ReinholdsFurniture.com and hurry in today to 118 West Main Street in Warsaw. Reinholds Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell, and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey, Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
Thanks to Coach Curtis and Reed and Isaac for being in here this morning to spend some time with us. Thanks to RB Car Company for being our title sponsor here in the fall once again. Thanks to the people at the Warsaw Donut Shop on South Buffalo Street for feeding the guys this morning. Thanks to all our sponsors here on Tiger Talk each and every week. And thank you for spending your time with us on this Saturday. We also thank the coaches for turning in their results. Many of them are up almost till midnight sending out the information that we give you on the show. They're up till well after 11 o'clock, especially road matches, sending in that information to us. And so that's so that we have it, so that we can put the scores out during the week, and so that we have this information for you on our Saturday morning get-togethers. If you want to listen back to this show, you can do that. If you go to Warsaw newsnowwarsaw.com, you'll be able to scroll down and you'll be able to listen to the show once again. If you want to listen to the game from last night, it's available at the top of the page at newsnowwarsaw.com. It's part of the rotating pages link there at the top. So you can listen to that. Go back and listen to the broadcast with Will Shepherd and myself on the broadcast. Next Friday night, Northwood will be at Fisher Field, airtime 6:15, kickoff at 7 o'clock. You'll be able to watch the game at warsaw-tigers.com or on YouTube at the Tiger Broadcast Network. It has our call on there, so you won't miss a thing. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay tuned. Gary Sullivan is coming up next.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.